Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 70th Locarno Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Dominique Locher, who is presenting his film Goliath here at the festival. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you. And, well, you know, just to start us off, before we get into the details of this movie, which I just watched, would you like to introduce it and tell us a little bit about the story?
It's about a young man who feels insecure when he learns he becomes a father, and he thinks he's not worthy to become a father, not strong enough, not able to protect his family. So he starts working out and tries to become a better man, and then eventually becomes a threat. Is that right?
Well, pretty much,
yeah. What you saw?
Yeah, well, I could go on and on.
More difficult than English, actually.
Well, the scary thing, actually, is that I kind of go to the gym myself, and I'm always suspicious of some of the really big guys that may take steroids and stuff. But first of all, do you go to the gym? Is this a world that you're familiar with?
Yeah, since my wife got pregnant for the first time, I go to the gym. I didn't go before.
Why did you start going to the gym when you're... wake up right now.
There was like something new, a new feeling, an instinct that I have to be able to protect when she was pregnant. I didn't have that before. It was totally strange to me. And that's when I started working out a little bit, not too much, but it made me feel good, actually.
Right.
I walked out of the gym the first time. I felt like Pacino in Scarface.
It does. Working out does make you feel good. That's the thing. And I could actually, in a strange way, identify when he doesn't really, you know, he uses it. Actually, there's one line in particular that he says, after work, some people get drunk. I just go to the gym instead. Of course, then he shoots up steroids. That's not good. You know, people shouldn't do that. But do you also think that he's trying to be more masculine while his girlfriend is pregnant? So she's expressing her femininity in the most natural way. The man, too, wants to be, you know, the traditional male who's all bulked up like Tarzan, you know?
I think so. I think there's some instinct in him that wants him to be more masculine. And he wants to be there for her and for the baby. In the beginning of the film, they get attacked and he's not able to protect them. And so that's why he wants to be there for them. And you talked about the big guys in the gym. A lot of them are really nice guys.
They are.
And my grandfather... who's not with us anymore, but he told me when I was a little boy, there's nothing that's poisonous, it's just how much of it you take. I don't know the phrase in English very well, but that's about...
And you can also say that there is people who take steroids and nothing, they don't really do anything bad, but was there any reason why you went for the steroid side? Because really, when the way it's examined in the movie, it could be, in some parts, it even feels like it could be heroin or it could be any other addiction.
Yeah, I think it could be another addiction. To my producers, it also was kind of an addiction movie, but I thought steroids is very... good also to talk about our times. The Ronaldo is a sex symbol, has most followers on Instagram and stuff, and body is really important, and also for men it's more important to be perfect, I have the impression, than it used to be.
There's a scene, now you just reminded me, because I like to kind of talk about the specific things about movies sometimes, and there's a scene that I don't think I've ever seen in a movie before, where the guy is sitting in a bathtub, and he's checking in, and he's massaging his muscles, but he also feels like he's massaging them very particularly, and there's something that isn't particularly masculine, especially for someone who's muscular, and I think it shows a vulnerable side to masculinity that I hadn't really seen in that way before. But of course, to get that built up, at the start of the movie, the leading character is not a big guy.
No.
That's why he gets attacked on the easy. He's a helpless soul. So I'm just wondering about the actor, and what's his name, by the way?
Sven Schalker.
And what was the process there? Did he get bulked up as the film went along? Did he get bigger? Did he start going to the gym, or did you?
We were shooting over the period of 1 year, and it was important to him to be slim again in the end of the movie.
Oh, okay.
So we started shooting the middle part, then the end part, and then the very beginning in the end.
Oh.
So first he got pumped up, and then he starved down.
Yeah. Backwards then.
Yeah, backwards.
What about the style of the movie? How did you decide to shoot it? Did you always have this particular style in mind?
No, I think we just... explored it all together with Gabriel Lobos, the DOP, and with all the other people involved. And of course there were some things that inspired me, like Andrea Arnold or Nan Goldin.
Yes. I noticed actually the Andrea Arnold influences, because of The Naturalist, because, you know, a film like this could have gone a completely different way, but in this way you get to experience the humanity of it, the real sometimes is very real in an uncomfortable way.
Yes, it was important to me to get a chance to feel close to those characters and to understand them, even though they take some bad decisions maybe at some point.
Oh, yes. Does that include the woman as well?
I think the woman, Jasna, or Jessie, her character's name in the movie, she grows a lot too. Yeah. It's also always a film about the balance between feminine and masculine side, because we both have a feminine and masculine side. And at the beginning, she's probably more masculine than he is. And she's a badass motherfucker, also in real life. I mean,
she's
a tough girl.
She kind of initiates the fight at the beginning of the movie, so I noticed there that there was a little tension. And
she was in total charge of the set. I mean, she's the boss, yeah.
Well, she really was on the set, right? Well, what's her name again, sir?
Jasna, that is Jasna Fritz-Bauer.
And she was the boss on set?
Yeah, she's total boss.
She had an attitude.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it inspired people in the crew to get to the gym in order to protect themselves.
Maybe.
I saw someone who was looking for you, so I think we're going to have to wrap it up. But the film is screening today. Are you excited to be screening your film in Locarno?
I'm so excited. It's so great to be here. My mom always used to come here after the kids moved out. We moved out with her friend. And it's just such a great opportunity to present the film. And cinema gave so much to me, so many great moments in my life. And now maybe I have the chance to give some of them back to some people who liked the film.
Well, so let me ask you this then. The festival is doing something that's called hashtag movies of my life. Is it movies of my life? I don't really know. But each person selects a movie that was particularly important to them. Tell me, what was a movie that was particularly important to you?
There's so many movies. I just did a list last week. It's at least 50.
All right.
But this morning I had to think about the first movie my mom took me to in the little village. Yeah. There was a small cinema, and it was Waterworld with Mel Gibson.
Waterworld with Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, oh gosh, it's so embarrassing.
That's right, you were a kid when you saw it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I asked you, of course, because you're here with a Swiss movie, so, you know, it makes sense. Anyways, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best, especially with the screening today.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, Swiss movies, for instance, that inspired me was Höhenfeuer, right, or Nachbeben, right, by Stina Werenfels, or Sister, or Les Épaules Solides by Ursula Mayer, which I all love, all great movies.
Yes.
But then all the Andrea Arnold films, of course, and
there's lots.
Winter's Bone.
Too many to mention. Yeah. Well, you know, all cinema is good.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much once again. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Okay, my favorite movie today is Fruitvale Station.
Fruitvale Station, all right. Thank you very much. Well, don't walk away yet, because I have to say that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.